I think we got away with it. You know, when you brought this plan to me, I really thought, I thought this was going to be a lot harder. But you're right. Your grandmother is really intense about you having a girlfriend. Yeah, don't think I didn't notice her, like, wrapping her, like, fingers in, like, a little circle. Did you see her do that? Underneath the table. She was trying to estimate how big my ring finger is. No, I promise that's what she was doing. Well, I don't think she was trying to get me in that dumb little game that people do. You know, when you literally, like, hold the three fingers under your knee? Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was seeing if my ring finger is as big as her ring finger, which we do kind of have the same size of hands. I have no idea why they're buying any of this. I'm acting exactly the same as I always have. Like, I almost felt bad because I just don't feel like I'm doing anything differently. But suddenly we apply the name girlfriend when I come over and everybody is treating me differently. It's so weird. Yeah, I mean, when you ask me to pretend to be your girlfriend for Thanksgiving. Yeah, first of all, yeah, I did laugh in your face. But no, because it's dumb. It's dumb. It's, why are families so obsessed with you, like, having a partner? Like, it doesn't involve them. That's my point of view on it, anyway. I know, they want grandkids, they want to see you happy, but, like, you're happy. You're happy without a girlfriend. You go out, you do stuff, you have friends, you've got me, like, we do stuff. Playing video games counts as stuff, okay? I guess it just makes them happy to. But still, like, we've been friends since we were kids. I can't believe that they believe that we're dating. That's so dumb. I genuinely thought that we were going to try and pull this one off. And they were going to be like, no way. We've known you guys forever. You're pulling something on us. There's no way you two would ever get feelings for each other. Yeah, it's not like you would ever get a crush on me. I don't even think that you're fully aware that I'm a girl most of the time. Yeah, I mean, well, the way that I dress doesn't help, but it's 2024. Girls can wear basketball shorts and, you know, a tank top every day if they want to, if it's not too cold. I know I've had to retreat back into my hoodie for the winter. Ugh. Okay. Yeah, I really feel that way. Like, was there a time, like, a few years ago where you asking me to be your fake girlfriend for Thanksgiving would have sent me into, like, a weird head spiral? Because I had a big crush on you there for a bit because, I don't know, I probably got hit in the head really hard with a basketball or something. Yeah, I had a little crush on you. Maybe a big one. But doesn't matter. The point is that that's gone and nobody would ever believe it anyway. So, haha. Thanks for sneaking some beers back here too. Ugh, I need just like a little bit of something to get through this. No, not pretending to be your girlfriend. That part is actually really fun. Yeah, it's nice. It's I don't really date, so it's just not my thing. Because I just feel like a boyfriend would expect me to do all of this stuff. Like he would want me to be different. You know, like a lot of guys are into me at first, and then they realize I'm not gonna like change anything about myself. I'm not gonna stop playing games. I'm not gonna stop, you know, going to games. You know, I'm not gonna stop having, you know, game nights with the boys. I'm not gonna suddenly want to give every second of my free time to them, and they lose interest. And it's fair. Like, people think of relationships really differently than I do, I think. But, like, if I were in a relationship, I'd want it to be like this. I'd want it to be like we hang out and sometimes we bone and maybe every once in a while we go on like a cute little date if like we're both feeling it. And then we're just normal people. Don't have to have all of this weird pressure all of the time. Like, I would take him to things with my family, like this. And we'd sneak into my childhood bedroom and we'd drink my beers that I snuck into the party and talk about how my grandma was acting weird. It would be like this. It'd be like best friends plus. That's what I would want. By that definition, I guess we are dating. Wait. Are we dating? I thought it was weird the way that you asked me to come here. Because your words were, hey, can I tell my family that you're my girlfriend? Not like I took it as, can you pretend you're my girlfriend? But you worded it as, can I tell them that you're my girlfriend? Am I your girlfriend? How long have we been what? Why the fuck haven't we boned then? I know that's not the most romantic way to put it, but it's a legitimate question. If we're dating, why haven't we fucked? You didn't want to assume. Why didn't you ask? We've been spending. Oh my God. Have we been dating for like a year? Have we been dating for a year and you haven't dicked me down? I should break up with you. What? What the fuck? We haven't kissed either. We did kiss that one time. What do you mean you knew? You knew I'd want to take it slow. Yeah, I and what? A year. Holy shit, I'm oblivious. What? I guess we do go everywhere together. Holy shit, dude. Do you want to like I don't know. I feel like no, I'm happy. What? Do you want to make out or something? I don't know. What do you do? Of course, I like you. You're the only person who gets me. In the fact that we've been going out for a year, apparently. Oh, yeah, those were dates, weren't they? Holy shit. I'm a terrible girlfriend. Why do you want to go out with me? I don't even realize that we're dating. I know you like how clueless I am. Damn. No wonder everybody just kind of accepted it. Because we are. I really appreciate you respecting that I like to, I don't know, just not do things traditionally. That's actually really cool of you. No, I'm into it. I'm serious. Offer to make out still on the table, by the way. Okay, but I do have one thing though. I was serious about getting taken down. We've been going out for a year. Yes, I want you to fuck me. What the fuck? Well, I assumed you didn't want to fuck. I didn't even know until like 5 minutes ago that we were even dating. What the shit? Dude, take your clothes off. Don't make it weird. Lock the door. Yeah, I'll just say that we were taking a nap or something. I want you. Come on. Okay. Is it locked? Oh my God, I can smell your mother's turkey. Sorry, that's not sexy. I'm saying is based on the last like 10 years of Thanksgivings, that means that we have at least another hour because she always puts it in too late. We have to do is be quiet. As punishment for not telling me that I was your girlfriend for a fucking year, you have to serve me, okay? No, you gotta service me. But starting with taking my shirt off. Yeah, you're gonna do whatever I tell you to do, because I'm the boss right now. Just don't look at me like that. Take it off. And I want you to Kiss me. My neck. Take off my bra. Do it. Yeah. I want your mouth on them. I am being quiet. Later on, when we get back home. Oh my god, we've been living together too. I thought we were roommates.
And they were roommates. Don't laugh. They're gonna figure out we're doing something.
When we get home, I'm gonna show you how quiet I'm being right now, I promise you. Because I am loud. I'm not gonna get us caught. Take my pants off. I want to blow you. I want to give you a blowjob. Lay back. Shh. Oh my god. Hello. You're gonna be my new second best friend. Shh, I'm talking to your dick. We're having a moment. How did that make you harder? You're so weird. No moaning. Condom? No. I'm on birth control, though. I know. You see me take it every night. But, like, I don't know. Not unless you have some hidden in here, and I wouldn't trust them. Because they've probably been here since high school, you weirdo. Do you want to keep going, or... Yeah, I don't care. Dude, I haven't been with anybody in like 5 years. Yeah. If I had anything, I feel like I would know by now. Okay. Oh, I can't write you. It's too noisy. I do? The bed keeps squeaking. On the floor? I could go on the floor. I can't make any noise. I'm not soaking with you. What the fuck? Oh, I know. Wait, though. Here, just like spoon me. And then I can. If I fuck you like this, the bed doesn't squeak. I read it in a magazine once. Maybe fucking immediately after dinner. I'm dragging you back home. I'm gonna show you a bunch of stuff that I like. And you're gonna show me how to please you, okay? We have a whole fucking year of fucking to make up for. Inside me, obviously. How the fuck? By the way, cover my mouth really quickly. Because I'm gonna go. I'm full of my boyfriend's cum. That's crazy. I didn't even know I had a boyfriend this morning. That's so weird. No, it's good. It's just weird. I really like you. This is cool. And oh my god, we gotta fuck again. Like, okay, there's like, what, like another, maybe an hour till your mom's turkey is done. And then we can eat, like, hang out for like an hour. I could go home and fuck again. What? I have been pent up the entire time that we've been living together, wanting to touch you. Well, I can tell you now. And now I get to. Right? Okay, perfect. Then it's settled. Right after dinner, we're gonna go make up for some lost time. Lots and lots of lost time.